they said.
Did any of your, let me ask you this, did any of your family speak French? Like your father?
Mm-mm. They understood it a little bit, but none of them talked it.
Okay, your grandparents, your grandmother?
Mm-mm.
What did she call, where'd she get that dish zandu from?
Well, that was in them time that everybody was, you know, that was just, everybody that survived, you know, to keep, you know.
That's an interesting dish. It may be French. I don't know where it came from, but.
Well, yeah, you can buy it. It's got to be an old store, though, for you to buy it. Now, they might have some in church, but I ain't sure.
Zandu.
Yeah.
Would you ever eat the little intestines?
And you'd use that to make boudin.
Boudin.
Yeah.
Okay. You ever, do you know what chitlins are?
Yeah.
What?
That was the little guts too, the ones you didn't use. You take them and you cut them small.
Yeah.
And you could talk about good with cornbread.
And that was?
That was chitlin.
And you've eaten them?
There are very few things that I didn't eat from the old days.
Some hog head cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah, you made what? From the head of the hog, you made?
Hog head cheese.
Yeah. What about, would you ever take the liver and grind it up and make a dish out of that? After you cooked it?
Let me see.
Okay, would you ever use the blood of the hog for anything?
Yeah. Make red boudin.
Red boudin.
Mm-hmm. Blood of pudding.
Yeah, well, the same thing. You had your white boudin and your red one. And what you had to do is, as soon as you stabbed out, you had to go there with a pan.
Mm-hmm.
And you catch it. And you keep stirring it. As it running in there, then you get you some salt and put salt in the stir, because it's going to clamber if you don't do that.
You stab him with a?
With a knife.
Big old knife?
It don't necessarily have to be that big, long as it's pointing, you can hit his heart. You stab on the left side, right down there. And if you put a use there, very soon you're going to miss his heart.
Yeah. Oh. About the house, what would you call the boards on the outside of the house that would lap over them? That was, on the outside of the house, they'd make them so they would have one board going down the side of the house and then another board would lap over that. That was called...
I don't know too much about it.
What was your house, what were the houses you lived in made out of? What did they have on the outside of the house?
They had weatherboard and, they had brick paper. Let me see.
Okay.
Yeah, brick paper.
Okay.
The brick siding. It is something like they got on that house over there.
Uh-huh.
But it was gray.
Now, you have a house and an L on the house, say, and where the two come together would be a place where, you know, come together. What was that called? You ever see that? You know, when you had a house and an L on the house.
Yeah.
And the two would come together and the water would run together, and that was it'd be a little piece of tin there somewhere.
Yeah, but I don't know what would you call it.
Okay. Now, did you have you said you stored your wood out in the,
You usually had a wood pile outside.
Okay.
But you had your wood box in the house. So, like, if you get 3 or 4 rainy days, we each had our time to cut wood. Either one would cut wood, one would do something. And if you know, by that time, when we got big enough that we had a radio, it went with a battery. And as they said, they had a cold front or something coming for a day or so. You better get out there and cut you enough wood and fill up your box.
Okay.